A town in Northern California recently dug up a time capsule from a foundation of an old church there. NPR's Richard Gonzalez was on hand yesterday when the lid came off.
Karen Zucker, an art conservator, stands over a large white table with carefully arranged instruments, screwdrivers, hammers, and plastic spatulas. She prepares to open a small cigar-shaped copper box containing artifacts from 112 years ago.
My biggest concern is that the box has been subject to some moisture and that the contents will be moldy.
Looking on is Kent Weber, pastor of the Presbyterian Church in Novato, just outside of San Francisco. The original church is now part of Novato City Hall. Pastor Weber says renovations gave the church and the city a chance to recover the box.
It came to the mind of some church members that now would be a time to look for this time capsule that had been placed underneath the cornerstone of the building in March of 1896.
Now conservator Zucker, in plastic gloves, gingerly lifts the copper box.
Okay, we've already got one answer right there. It's got water in it.
It's a bad sign that deflates the expectations. Zucker patiently pries open the old copper box. Inside, there's a soggy cloth-bound Bible and a folded newspaper. Its pages are soaked, but the print, mostly advertisements, is still readable. Zucker says she thinks she might salvage the newspaper, but has some doubts about the Bible.
There is a chance that if the cover can be separated from the text, then the text can slowly dry out by itself. But it right now is like a big, dense brownie. So I think I would just let it dry.
You might be surprised to know there's actually an international time capsule society. It's based in Atlanta. Paul Hudson, its founder, says the situation in Novato is pretty common.
There's just so much moisture underground that more often than not, the few time capsules that have been opened just turned out to be a soggy mess.
One more thing. Hudson says the box from Novato really isn't a time capsule. It's a cornerstone box, which is meant to be found or opened only when a building is torn down or moved. Time capsules, he says, are buried or sealed away to be opened at a specific date. The term time capsule was coined by the Westinghouse Company for the 1939 World's Fair.
It's a uniquely American idea of sort of instant archaeology, to preserve artifacts for posterity and then somehow associate it with a retrieval date as if someone will know to open it.
Whatever you want to call the box from Novato, there's still a sense of wonder and awe as onlookers view the soggy Bible and newspaper. Novato's Mayor Pro Tem Gene McClamey says there's a good lesson here.
What we can learn from this is that when we put our own time capsule or cornerstone together, it needs to be watertight. So, if nothing else, we've learned that.
Of course, another lesson is making sure Novato's time capsule or cornerstone can be found in the first place. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
To hear excerpts from another time capsule, this one, a tape recording that survived almost 35 years, go to our website at npr.org.